proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie Nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@cvasports.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, Chris Coleman, TechSideline.com on deck. GB Bulldog guys trotting to the batter's box, and we'll get to you, GB, in 1 second. Welcome back to the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio. Why will Butch Davis not go? He's not going to go because the SEC, again, more difficult than the ACC. North Carolina returns 15-plus starters, including its quarterback. Why will Butch Davis go? Well, to be very frank, money, cash money, dollar bills, y'all. North Carolina's athletic brass must pay the football coach second to the basketball coach. Davis can never get what he wants because basketball coaches don't make SEC football coach money. UNC has set the cap on which Butch Davis can make. And remember, the reason North Carolina has so much allure from a basketball standpoint, just like Duke, just like Indiana, just like Kentucky, is because basketball is numero uno. When you pay the football coach more than Roy Williams, basketball goes from numero uno to numero dos, and as a result, you don't have the allure to contend with the Kentuckys, the Indianas, the Dukes, the UCLAs, the Syracuse, and the Connecticuts. Let's get to GB Bulldog. GB, talk to me, Papa Bear.
I'm going to start off with the Tennessee job. I was just thinking if the coach they got now, of course, he has a bad season this year, but you think this guy, I think it's 151-50. If this guy's got this kind of record and they're getting rid of him, what should happen at Virginia?
That's a good question. That's a very good question. Here's the problem with that, and I'll throw that to Chris Colvin as well. The problem with that is Al Groh was the ACC Coach of the Year last year. He's on a short list to win it this year. They overachieved in 07, and they're overachieving in 08. Back to you, GB Bulldog.
Well, I really do think that, of course, they want to win, but I'm really sure they're really wanting to win because that way, if they do decide to get rid of him, they can keep him around at least for one more year. And he wouldn't have to pay him that salary. But what I'm also thinking is, if this guy has that record and they're getting rid of him, if you take everything out of Virginia that has happened, besides that, with the suspensions and the sales are down, only one sold-out game this year, if you look at the overall picture, if he was running a business, you definitely would get rid of him.
You're absolutely right. But if you're looking at the overall picture, do you determine and assess the situation like this? The economy is down. That's a circumstance that Al Groh does not have control of. People don't have as much disposable income as they once did, and maybe that's why they're not going to the game, as opposed to the product on the field is that poor. See, that's the question. Are people not going to football games because they don't have as much disposable income? Are they not going to the UVA game because of the polarizing effect of Al Groh or the fact that Dirk Kastra made people pay checks with commas in them to maintain their real estate in Scott Stadium, the seats? I don't know that question. I think it's a little bit of both. GB, I'll put you on the clock for 30 seconds. Then we welcome Chris Coleman into the mix. I'm going to throw this question to Chris Coleman. Is Bud Foster on the short list for Tennessee? GB, talk to me for 30, sir.
Yes, I think he may be. I want to talk about the Redskins. I think what we found out about the Redskins, I like the Redskins, I'm a Redskins fan, is that when Clinton Portis was running for them 100-plus yards, that opened up everything for Jason Campbell. And what we found out last night is a good question would be, if Clinton Portis cannot get the job done and Redskins line was blocking like Virginia Tech's line was last night, can Jason Campbell get it done by himself?
That's an excellent question. GB, you made the program better. Let me give you some love. Thank you for calling today, GB.
All right, have a nice day, Jerry.
You too, GB. 866-356-ESPN. We welcome Chris Coleman to the program, the associate editor at TechSideline.com. Folks, he joins us on Tuesdays here on the Jerry Miller Show. We're live in three states through five affiliates. Mr. Coleman, we'll get straight to the point. Is Bud Foster, do you think, on the short list for the Tennessee job?
I don't think he is. When I look at Bud Foster, I think maybe an ACC school somewhere or a lower-level BCS program somewhere. You know, like if you look at some Big East schools, maybe like a Cincinnati or a South Florida, something like that, when it comes time for those teams to hire a coach again, I see him as more of a fit right there. I'm not sure a big-time SEC school would hire a guy like Bud Foster, you know, right away. I think that they're looking for more of a splash when they hire somebody.
CC, my follow-up question is this. Clemson's open. Tennessee's open. The fact that Tennessee probably is going to have more bank to offer than Clemson, do the premium coaches that were considering the Clemson job now consider the Tennessee job because more money, and with the premium coaches with experience considering Knoxville as opposed to Death Valley, may that open something up for Bud Foster?
Yeah, you know, I think that's possible. You know, you never quite know how things are going to shake out because, you know, who Tennessee hires could have an effect on who Clemson hires, and who Clemson hires, you know, might open up a head coaching job somewhere else. You never know. So, you know, I think there's a lot of possibility out there, and I don't think we'll really know for another month and a half, something like that.
The domino or trickle-down effect, we'll call it. Chris Coleman, the associate editor at TechSideline.com, a man with a big brain, especially when it comes to Virginia Tech football. He's kind enough to join us on the Jerry Miller Show. Is it posturing? Bud Foster refuted the claim from Rivals.com. Rivals said that Clemson had contacted Bud Foster. Bud Foster recently refuted the claim and said, I've not been contacted. Is that posturing, gamesmanship, or is that Bud Foster being honest?
I think Bud's generally a pretty honest guy, but it wouldn't shock me if they have contacted him because, you know, I think they made that change in the middle of the season, you know, just so they could, you know, they go ahead and get out of the way and start their search earlier, get a leg up on it. So, you know, I think they're probably sending out a lot of feelers right now, and based on the interest they get from those feelers, they'll just start to assemble their short list, and then they'll do interviews, you know, after the season is over with. But I think it's definitely possible that they've at least contacted his agent.
Chris Coleman, associate editor, TechSideline.com. The Hokies will wear all maroon on Thursday. They will wear maroon jerseys, maroon pants, and maroon undersleeves. We read that on TechSideline.com. The Hokie hotline notes. We'll start open-ended, Mr. Coleman. What do you make of the game against Maryland?
Oh, man, that's a good question. There's so many question marks in this game. You know, which Virginia Tech quarterback is going to play? Will more than one of them play? You look over on Maryland's side, running back Dyrell Scott leading the ACC, averaging 102 yards per game on the ground. He's pretty questionable in this game with a shoulder injury. Might not play. So, you know, there are major question marks, I think, for both teams. I think both teams are going to come in and look to try to run the ball quite a bit. I don't think Maryland wants Chris Turner thrown into the teeth of that Tech defense. And I think Virginia Tech, if Corey Holt's playing, I think they want to give him some safe throws and not a whole lot of throws. So I think you're going to see a lot of running, and I think maybe the team that can establish the running game best will win this game.
Who starts at quarterback? Who finishes the game at quarterback?
You know, I kind of think Sean Glennon's going to give it a go. Whether he'll be able to finish it, I'm not sure. So I'm going to go ahead and say Sean Glennon starts, but he and Corey Holt both play.
Is the conventional wisdom, Mr. Coleman, that Sean Glennon's going to play to keep Maryland from stacking the box, knowing the quarterback position's banged up, stop the run and dare him to throw the football? That's why Glennon may play?
Yeah, you know, plus I think he's a really competitive guy. You know, they obviously consider him a better option than Corey Holt. You know, I mean, Glennon's not a guy who's going to rush for a lot of positive yards anyway, so I think your only real concern about him is his ankle getting re-injured, you know, making it even worse. But, you know, Corey Holt doesn't have a lot of experience, and, you know, Maryland's going to throw the whole playbook at him, and, you know, that kind of scares me to a certain extent. And Maryland's secondary is not very good, and they've already lost Kevin Barnes, who's their best cornerback. So I think, you know, there will be some opportunities to attack Maryland downfield, and I think you trust Sean Glennon to do that more than Corey Holt.
Chris Coleman, the associate editor of TechSideline.com, fondly known on this family as CC Guys, live on Tuesdays in the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio. You look at Maryland, their rushing defense, Mr. Coleman, they allow a bone 37 rushing yards to contest. How can Virginia Tech exploit that with maybe a shaky quarterback position?
You know, I think they've just got to line up and you know, just pound it between the tackles. I don't think Maryland's defensive line talent is especially good. I think they have one of the least talented defensive lines in the ACC, and I don't think their secondary is particularly talented either. And if you just look at their defensive stats, you know, they're back 9th, 10th, 11th, and in most of the categories in the ACC. So they're one of the worst defensive teams, you know, in this conference. And I think their defensive line is actually a pretty good matchup for Virginia Tech's offensive line. You know, I think it's important for the Hokies to have some balance in this game, but I do think Tech will be able to have some success running the ball between the tackles.
What did you make of the move of Cam Chancellor, Cam Barton being put back on the Pride and Joy team?
Well, you know, I think Frank Beamer knows these last four games is going to be some close football games in there, and, you know, it could come down to one play on special teams, and And you've got to take risks like that. You got to put some starters on special teams because it might be the difference between an ACC championship, you know, or going to Boise.
How's the mentality, the mood? How is the fan base feeling in Blacksburg? Virginia Tech, they win out. They win the Coastal. They go to Tampa. They get a chance at a serious bowl. But let's face it, the Coastal looks very muddled, Mr. Coleman.
Yeah, it looks very muddled right now. I mean, you know, five of the six teams with two losses. You know, I think Tech fans have been pretty quiet over the last week or so. I think they're just trying to feel their way through the season. I think they want to take a look at this next game and see how the Hokies look before they really get into the, you know, those last few games. But you know, I don't think anybody knows what to expect at this point. I mean, this has been a pretty crazy season in the ACC, and you know, I mean, we expect things to shake up even, you know, some more this weekend, but, you know, it's very possible things could be even more muddled, so, you know, we just got to let things play out.
Did you have beef at all with Macho Harris's comments after the loss to Florida State when he said he almost shrugged off the fact that Greg Carr beat him so badly in that game and said, we'll get him the next time we play? Did you have beef with that?
No, not really, because Macho Harris is a cornerback, and as a cornerback, you have to put things like that behind you pretty quickly and just move on to the next game. So, you know, maybe if he was playing another position, maybe I'd have a problem with it, but since he's a cornerback, no, not really.
Chris Coleman, Associate Editor, TechSideline.com. He joins us on Tuesdays here on the Jerry Miller Show. We're live in three states through five affiliates, courtesy 4QD Military Academy and the Sports Addict Network. 90 seconds left, Mr. Coleman. I got to throw you a round ball question. Six in the preseason All-ACC voting, the Virginia Tech men's hoops team. Is that on point?
I think so. I think that's a fair pick. You know, if you look who the Hokies lost, they lost Deron Washington, and I really don't think people understand what a valuable player he was. You know, he was a very good rebounder, but, you know, from a defensive standpoint, he could guard any position from point guard to power forward. You know, the Hokies would use him on point guards, and they would even use him on the inside, you know, against those big guys from Maryland last year. I think I've even seen him guard Tyler Hansbrough before, you know. So, I mean, he's just such a versatile defender. He's an energy player, gets up and down the court faster than anybody else. So, you know, I really think he's a big loss. So I think middle-of-the-pack ACC is probably pretty accurate this year, but with a good chance for the tournament.
And Deron Washington, the emotional leader, the guy that played the top of the press in defense when Seth Greenberg went full-court press, a long, lanky, very versatile guy. I'll tell you what, Mr. Coleman, every time we chat with you, we leave feeling smarter. CC, the Associate Editor, TechSideline.com. Thank you, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Smart guy right there, guys. Very smart guy. He joins us on Tuesdays. It's the Jerry Miller Show, the best in sports talk radio, New River Valley in Central Virginia. You will have a local sports update or a Miller's Minute coming from me. Let's make the final two segments of this program interactive. Stay tuned.